Okay, everybody say. Okay, a couple of announcements before we begin. This week, I have a kvias for the past, 25 years or so, that on the Thursday of Thanksgiving, I give a shiur in Kew Garden Hills. I've been giving this shiur for many, many years. So this year, unfortunately, I'm not going to be giving it in Kew Garden Hills, but it's going to be on Zoom, and we'll get those that want to listen. It's going to be basically the shiur that I gave. There'll probably be some additions and etc. about Siruf Laminyan. It was the last Pikuach Nefesh shiur that I gave, and we'll have some more additions to that shiur as well. There's the one. It'll be at 11 o'clock. Bez Hashem, the Rav of the Shul, Rabbi Sokolo, will give some Divrei Torah at the beginning, and then the shiur will be shorter than it normally. It's usually a two-hour shiur, and the reason the shiur is 2 hours is because I give the shiur until Zman Mincha. But since we're not going to be able to daven Mincha together, you know, because we're not all in the same location, so it's not going to be as long, you know. But it could be what we'll do is we'll have the Chumash shiur on Wednesday. I still want to have some time. Maybe I'll decide whether we'll do a Wednesday or the week after to say some Divrei Hesped on Rav David Feinstein Zatzal. Rabbi Kahn is going to be giving on Wednesday night. So we'll see when I'll do it. I'm not sure yet, but we'll let you know about anyone who wants to come to that shiur on Thursday is welcome to. I'll give you the Zoom number, and you could participate as well. But today we're going to continue in Yonei Schiris v'Kablonos packet Hey. So if you take a look on page one in Reish Mem Dalet Sif Aleph. Posek Adam im Ha'akum ala Mulacha. In other words, you could make a deal with a guy. He says, Posek Adam Peiris Masne. You make a Tanai, make a condition that with a guy that. Posek im ha'akum ala mulacha v'kotzeitz damim. You tell him you're going to give him a certain amount of money, right? V'akum osel la'atzmo, and the guy will do the mulacha. Baval pishahu osel b'shabbos, even though he's going to do it on Shabbos. Mutar b'medva mumur b'tzina she'im akim ha'kol shazoha mulacha nasis b'shabbos shal Yisrael. In other words, he's doing it privately, so no one knows that he's doing it for a Jew. Im ha'isa yidua, and this seemingly at first glance is like a kablonis, that we assume that the kablonis is really should be mutar unless there's a marasayin aspect. But if it's no marasayin, so if it's so b'med v'mum b'tzina, if it's done privately, she'im akim ha'kol shazoha mulacha nasis b'shabbos shal Yisrael hu. Im ha'isa yidua u'mefursemes osur. But if it's a known thing, she'er haro'es ha'akum osik en yudei she'chatzatz. But he sees the guy, he doesn't know that the guy they made a deal already. Because once you make a deal, then we say that the Akum is doing it for himself. He's not doing it for the Israel. He's doing it to get the money that they made up. So it's not. I mean, how do you do it for Semis? Also, Sharos Akum also getting a Desha Kotz. It's over Shaploni Sachar Akum Masas Malach of Shabbos. You think he's a Schiyom? Fichach Aposik Malach Malumno Lo Chatzero or Koslo. If you make a deal with a guy to build a courtyard or a wall or Luktzor Lo Sadeu, in Chaisa Malach of Medina of Tochat Chum Osolo, if it's in the Tchum, so then it's also because Neharom Sheinu Yodim Shaposik. And the Ramah says, "Afilu im dar ben ha'akum." Even if you live in a goyish neighborhood, so if you live in a goyish neighborhood, people will think that you're also a goy. So he says, "No, even if you live ben ha'akum, yishlochas la'orchim, haboim sham." So as we have to be choshesh that there are people coming from out of town that don't realize that you're a yid, And they're not going to think you're a goy. They'll think you're a yid, and therefore, even though Ben Akiva Yitzchokas Lorchem Rabban Shom all of the Beisu Sheyach should do also. In Hoysam Malach Chutz Latchum V'Gam Ein Yerchers V'Toch Tchum Ushal Mokam Sheosibu Malach Mutar V'Akum Sheyach etc. So this is basically the whole idea that we're saying. If you hold like the Rishita, right, that Kablonis really should be Mutter, but it's also if it was a Mar sign that it's a Jew. That's a straightforward, not like Rabbeinu Tam that said that it only applies to an Ovel, right, we saw last week. Okay, so this is the straightforward halacha. Now let's look for both in the Rosh. Let's look in the Rosh. So what does the Rosh say? Umhasker tanur. What, are you going to rent out a tanur to a goy? So that means that the goy is going to use it on Shabbos. Umhasker tanur la'ove kachovim. So what's the story of Lahaskia Tanur Ove Kachovim with a guy? So he says, Kosov Haramban Dal, Sheish Mstapkim. Yid Avdi Be Inchi Rishusei, Kisada Vashari. In other words, do we say, well, in other words, when you do a rhesus, it means someone's working on your field. So the way a rhesus usually works is that you get a certain amount of the percentage of the produce, and the Yisrael, you're working for the Yisrael. You get a certain amount. So we don't view it as if you're working for the Yisrael. We view it as that you're doing it for your. For your produce, for your share, you're the sharecropper. So we look at it as if you're doing it for your chelak. so that's the Beferish Gemara. So a sada is normally barisus. So you can assume that it was it's done for the arisus. Well, what about a merchatz? So he says that. So if it's like. So how do you compare a tanur? Is a tanur like a field? And a field we say is mutter? Okay, merchatz domi, also. Whereas, because how does a merchatz work? That you rent out a merchatz. So what's the case of the mechatz? A merchatz is a regular, you have a merchatz and you rent it out to a guy, and what is he going to do? He's going to what? No, what is the guy going to do?
He's
going to
charge other people to
what?
Charge other people to go to the merchatz.
Right, in other words, he's working and renting it out, so now he'll be sort of like the balabas over the merchatz, right?
Right.
And people will come into his merchatz and shower, and then he'll charge them money.
Right.
So how do you view a merchatz? So again, if it's... So do you say a tanner is like a sada, or is it like a merchatz? Who achriya le'esor? Lisa, the dafke besada the aray larisi kayomin who don't marry susa covid. A voltaner ain't only larisus vidinu kimerchatz. In other words, it's not arisus, it's regular. He's going to pay him up front. He's going to pay the Jew up front. So it looks like a schir yom. He's not getting a percentage. He's going to get a. A flat fee for using it. I feel this gear l'shana osur. V'rechaim nogu heter. And v'rechaim the grinding machine. You know, there was use heter shehein, not shehein, but shehein. It says in the bottom. Omdim la risusa. And a risusa means again. Percentages. As you see how much money he makes, and he'll take a certain percentage. So when it's working with percentages, so then it's considered like a rhesus, and therefore it's permissible. Rav Hai Kosev Kevin Shiskirin Shonim Rabos Vinis Parsim Hadover Mutter. Vinogu Heta Bebovo. So he says, "Fizem is bar v'nis parsim hadov v'chol v'leinu shemishi yeshlo merchatz atoner. Eitz ochel opolim lasos bo melacha bohem v'lokech lo harevach shel harachitza v'afia." Ella Sochron Echad Lashana Ulchadashim Chachaim Hilkach Mutabav Lov in Malachat Avichachav Nikris Al Shem Israel of a man maskir Liom Hotzulkach Shabbos Yantif. So it depends what the regulus is. Are you giving him the whole amount for a thing, or is it going to be paid by percentages? If it's percentages, that's like a sharecropper. So when a sharecropper gets, he gets a percentage, so now meaning he's just working for his percentage. But when you get the whole salary, so then you're not getting percentages, so you're also working for the salary, but the mice, since you're getting money, it's an amount of percentages, looks like a schir yom, because that's how a schir yom is paid. Schir yom is paid by a flat rate. Even though kablonis is a flat rate for the job, and schiris, that's good for the point that you get, people are not going to realize, and that's where the marasayim is going to set in. But when it's tam, just the din of arisus, so whatever its percentage is, that's a whole new situation, and therefore we say that it's. You know, it's a whole different. Uh, you know, whole situation, and therefore we're not going to, you know, so when it's percentages, we're not going to ask her.
Wait, when it's not percentages, you don't
ask her? When we're not percentages, so then that looks like a sker yom. So a sker yom doesn't work with percentages, but a sker yom, you're getting paid by the day. A kabbalah is you're paying for the job, so a kabbalah is really mutter, but it's too similar to the sker yom, and therefore we'll make a gezeirah of marasai.
But not percentages,
also? Not percentages is also. Okay, now there is a famous truva from the Noda Yehuda. So let's go through this truva of the Noda Yehuda. And it's a very fundamental truva in Or Chaim, Siman Yud Beis, on page 5. So it says the Yehuda Sheila, Nishalti al Dover Dvar Binyan Hagag, somebody's roof. Al Beisel Shal Hakotzin Rebleib, Shufi Laito Nochot Slo Maod. Whereas he has a problem with his roof, and it's very urgent. Nochot Slo Maod. V'im Yishpetu Habalei Malacha Kol Yimei Chol Moed. If they're going to take off the whole Chol Moed. Yishar habayis man rav b'li machzel master mizerim u'mamotar. In other words, it's going to take off the whole Chol HaMoed. It means like a whole week. It could be that it'll rain into his house. Hachachim b'mos hagshomim, ki hachachach yukatu, ki hachachach, so it's Chol HaMoed, so presumably he's talking about Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And if it's not going to get done now, you're not going to fix the roof of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So now the winter is going to be coming, and who knows? And it's not going to be so easy to hire somebody, so we'd rather be able to get it done, over Chol HaMoed. But Chol HaMoed is the most chomer time, right? The Gemara says Chol HaMoed is also because Chol HaMoed, the person could come from Chutz L'Tchum even. Yechach yichukachu kol b'balei ha'malach l'binyan ha'mifzer u'mi yodeh kamal yosi l'skor b'balei ha'malach. Because if you don't let it work, they're going to go work someplace else. So could we let them, could we hire these goyim to fix the person's roof on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? That's the shaila. Okay. So what do you say? So let's see. V'idei t'mol v'shalti v'asarti v'muchlot. He says, I was asked this question yesterday, the Noda Yehuda says, and I said it's totally awesome. But then they told me how much it's needed, how necessary, how great the necessity is. V'hatzorach v'hatchach ha'godol shebedover rayoni al mishkavi sliku. So I was thinking when I was going to sleep, matzasi mokum. In other words, this is what he told me yesterday, but then I slept on it, and I was thinking about how much they really need it, so I came up with a kula. I came up with koch de hetera. Omdam b'tnai she'eskimu imi shnayim u'shloshem b'beiz dini ha'godol b'ezdin. In other words, if I get two other Rabbanim to be masking with me, the three other Rabbanim will mask him with me, then that I'm willing to. Whereas, you see, the greatest to know who there was, he didn't want to just do it on his own. He wanted other Rabbanim to agree with him. And then, if they would agree, he would sign off on it. So, he says, V'utaloi ba'ashli Ravrami. It's taloi and, you know, big stuff, big poiskim. Page 6. Sh'Rabbeinu Tam Ratzo L'Hatir. So we know that Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that it's always mutter, right? Kabbalah is always mutter, right? We learned Rabbeinu Tam's shita last week. That's only by an oven. V'lomim kavachomer arisei sadeh sh'mutter. That if arisim is mutter, so kavachomer, this should also be mutter. This is mamash kabbalahness. Right? The re argues and says it's us. Comes Gedolei Poskim. Right? The Gedolei Poskim all said you can't do kablas. Unless if it's for Hesia, so you live in a Jewish neighborhood, and you're gonna have a roofer at your house, and it's Chol HaMoed, everyone's gonna see it. And so if you hold like Rabbi Tam, you could build a house even with mutter. But we don't hold like Rabbi Tam. On the re-nechlech lava also v'chein hu kaskom is gedoy la poskim v'dochu rais Rabbeinu Tam to lo dami la risis the sadim shum the sadim who regilim. Because a sada is always done through percentages. So percentages doesn't look like schir yom. So then we view it as if our ka'ovit. So that v'binyan regilim liskor midei yom b'yom. A binyan is usually schir yom. Vavsha is a schar b'k. Right? That's the thing. I mean, we said last week, that maybe the rove is of the kablod is the sker yom, and the miyat is that, but is not sker yom. And the better time sheet is that you can follow a miyat if it's a miyat hamotzoi, if it's a strong miyat, and the re still lasts. So l'chor, it should be aser. Ufizay and Nirlan is b'kulasi, but he says b'kila seidu sherov ha'binyanim bonim ha'yudim heima b'kibolus. Ufrat kisoy hagagim chakarti v'darashti heitev. He says the houses are usually b'kablonis, and certainly the roofs. V'nei lo davka rubam elakulu. He says everyone, it's not even a roof. It's everyone builds it, the houses, with a b'kablonis. So there's no chashash marasayim. You can't ever have bias kibbo sodaha, suya barisus. In other words, arisus is mutter because everyone does it per percentages. So then if everyone does it b'kablonis, maybe that should also be mutter. Tlecha chashad klau, arisa doma mamish lemerchatz, v'tonim. He said, Merchatz V'Toner, we said, is also because it's not done through percentages. Because Mokom Kosov Sham Sivbei, Shafil Merchatz V'Toner, Derech Rova Anshe Oso Mokom Litain Barisus Mutter. But if you do a Merchatz, meaning he's going to rent out the Merchatz, and then he's going to, and say they get a certain amount per month, and he'll get a percentage of the profit from the month. So that's harisus. That's derech harisus. So then it's mutter. If most people do it through harisus, even though a merchatz and a taner is usually aser, but if it's through harisus, it's mutter. Elisha nirlan yas daitcha dain eino dom lasada the mishnah lasada the chol olam darchem harisus can lecha shum chashas. But maybe it's different because a sada, everyone does a sada through harisus. So there's no chashash. If you are going to call you, well, by itself, the year has those. Darkam become lonus. Become mokum. Come sachem. Rav Olam derech livnos bayis b'schir yom. But batim, some locations do it b'schir yom. In kei bishlam sada, by sada there's no chashat. Lo mibnei ir, not for the people who live in that city. For lo meorchim, and not from people from other communities that you know that are going to come in. Aval bayis after like a chashad d'bnei ir, because so bayis people in the city know that the bayis is done v'kablonis, but ika chashad d'orchem abayim l'kil osenu yirusha bonim b'shabbos yom reskir yom ninu. And had the heat of Shimon Reish Mem Gimel, we said by Shimon Reish Mem Gimel, the Merchatz is mutter. If Rov Anshe also Mokum do it by Rhesus, and we're not Choshesh for Orchim, Manias died in Sham Mayrish, Ain Merchatz Omed Bershus Israel, Mach Mitoch, Sherochzim Bobuchol, Yodim Bo Shahushel Israel, Yachashadu Bishabash, Sochas and Ochri, Ken Orchim Shevolo Yadu Klaal, Shahushel Israel, Lekha Hashad Klaal. He says that merchatz is rov, if the minig is rov people do with barisus, then it should be mutter, and we're not choshish for orchim, because the merchatz is not in on the Jewish property. Right, we tosha rochtzim bo b'chol, since people use it on the weekdays. So Yodim Bo Shehushal Yisrael. Since it's not only a merchatz that's open on Shabbos, it's open on the weekdays, and since they're on the weekdays, everyone knows it's a Jewishly owned place. So they now, why is it open on Shabbos? So people are going to say that that he got a guy to be a schir yom. In kei orchim sheyavo v'lo yodu klal, but orchim that are going to come and they're not going to realize that it's shel Yisrael v'leka chashada klal minayu. But in other words, the Orachim don't even know. They're not there during the week. They're not there, so they don't know it's a Jewish thing. So therefore, we will make them. Right? Omnam l'anias taitim l'fizeh kol parim yesh l'hatim b'chol moed shemei kosov b'beis Yosef kosov b'tshuva ashkenazis Yehudi shehuda b'yishuv l'vado osa lo l'itei l'anochim mos l'skor v'shabes v'yontav afgav d'leikav mosod v'mikar v'l'hosom b'toch hatchum v'ad shari talmud hosom hayon d'leikav mosod v'mikar v'l'hosom. There's no Jewish city that's nearby. Aval hochare iru mekarvel hasim came bnei beisu chashidile vorchem kol gami chashdile. Al pik tshuva zu kosev rabba. Tafilum dar bein einim yehudim yesh lochos la orchem. So we're choshish for orchem that even if you're living during bein goyim yesh lochos la orchem. And they're going to think that that it's done through Schir Yom. And then he gives rise, etc. Well, so he says like this. So the Kosev Magen Avraham at the bottom of the left side, on page 6. Kosev Magen Avraham Sif Katan Vav Ayin Per Gimel De Shvis. Kosev Tosis Yonta B'Shem Yerushalmi Lo Chashino Over M'Shovim. The Tosis Yonta says, well, we're not Choshish for Orchim, Mar Sain. We only care about the people who live there. Are the people who live there going to realize what's going on, and then they're going to be choshesh, they're going to realize it's a Jewish house, and they're going to say, oh, this person who goy is working on Shabbos is a Shechir Yom. But by Shemitah, if you see somebody working on the field on Shemitah, so then there's no Marasayin. And we don't, if they, and we're not choshesh that people over in Meshovim are going to come. He says, Shvi'is is a lav, it's not as chomer as. So therefore, if it's not known that it's Yisrael, when, so there's no chashad from the Orchim. Because Shvi'is is more kal. Netanya Omer Chol Moed, Rova Poskim, he said Chol Moed, most Poskim say, She'ein Yisrael Melachto Klal Midaraisa. That maybe Melach and Chol Moed is Machlokes, is not Daraisa, it's only Drabbanon, and all the Pesukim they learn now from is just an Asmach to Balma. Avil Hanu Pokes is really Melachto Daraisa, because Rova Hanu Budim, שמביאים את הנאים רק קל וחומר, או אסי, דחג המצע, ששמור רק דס יוחד, שהביא, לא חשוב לכל מלאך זבודו לא ססו, וזה ועד היה סמך דבאומה. So, לא מצאים שום מקום שיהיה חייב מלכוס על מלאך, and you certainly not חייב מלכוס על מלאך אז כל המועד. וכן, נראה לו אני אז דייתי שאין לאחמר בו יוסי משוויס. So he says, you shouldn't have to be more מאחמר כל המועד in Shemitah. So in Shemitah, if somebody's working on the field, so we're not choshesh that it's a Shechir Yom. Can I say that Eilach Mir Yosim B'Shviyis? V'gam V'imlo Chashu B'Shviyis the Marasayin Shal Orchim. So he says that, whereas the people in the field in the community will know that it's say Kablonis. But maybe the people who are coming from outside, they don't realize. So you shouldn't be allowed, because they don't know that everyone does Kabbalahs in the city. So, and in their cities, maybe they do it as a Shechir Yom. So then you have to be choshesh. So we're not choshesh for Orchim, the Marasai of the Orchim. So if we're not choshesh for Shemitah, because it's only a Nisalav, and therefore we're not choshesh for what? For Chol Hamoed either, because both of them is not as chomer as Shabbos. If we're choshesh b'shviyis to Marasayin shal Orchim, rak l'bnei Iro, gam Chol Hamoed, ein choshesh l'Marasayin shal Acherim. V'kem l'chashash chashash l'bnei Ir, ein chashash b'kiglos v'gagim sh'rekulo b'kiblo b'kablonis bonim. V'kem mutal l'bnos hagag b'kablonis b'Chol Hamoed. So he says, in this community, everyone does the roofs b'kablonis. So then in the community, there's no chashash. Maybe there's a chashash for people coming outside the community, and they're going to see, they're visiting, and they're going to see that it's being done on Chol Hamoed. So this is also not a problem. It's also not a problem because we're not choshesh for the marasayin of the people coming outside, because the people coming outside, even though in their communities maybe people do it as a Shechir Yom, but you don't have to worry about these people. V'odah ni'omer shal korcha lo'asa b'tshuva ashkenazis b'chashash orchim l'akshah malacha hi b'beiso shal Yisrael shadarba somach l'mam b'shmofen shal koloro yodeo makir shal malachas balabayis hazeh da'az yikah chashash orchim shevo shama v'yiru shal malacha shal Yisrael. And even if you want to be choshesh for orchim, it's only when it's taking place in the house of the Jew. So then there could be a chashash marasayin. But if it's not in the house, it's far away from the house. So who says don't know that it's from a Jewish house? Maybe it's a goyish house. So So it says that so the bnei avam orchem mukomus achem ein chashash klal dinu yadi klal sheim lechas Yisrael. They don't realize it's a lechas Yisrael, and therefore he says it could be even on Shabbos and Yantar's mother. Orchem mukomus achem ein chashash klal dinu yadi klal. Zain anu tzvichim u'mach chas mogen Avram, mach shehitim shulchanu v'aysam v'lochu chutz v'tchum, kabir achirash shesur tochach atchum, chas v'mogen Avram, d'leik l'meicha shekalu orchim, l'sham d'ustam ein derch Yisrael d'shmos, ala eitzel Yehudim. V'hu d'och gadol hudidim av hachid nicha d'ma makach sheyavo sham orchim v'mkom sachim, inu lo yadi klal sheyid melechis Yisrael. And also you have another svara that, what are the orchim? Orchim don't necessarily know who lives in this house, who lives in that house, whether it's a Jewish house or a non-Jewish house. They did shekir who did okay kasher maishna mi merchetz v'taner. Right, by merchetz v'taner, what do we say? The minig rov anshe ya'ir is to do it barisus, then it's mutter. And we know choshesh for orchim. So here too, the rov is b'kablanus, so it should be okay. And then the last paragraph, siyuma. Look where he says on page 7, siyuma d'hach piska. Siyuma d'hach piska. Kavish and Mesu Shalakots in Rav Leib, Omer al Meitza, he says he's on the border. Rav Leib's house is on the border between the Jews and the Goyim. I remember when we moved in, our family, we used to live, when I was a little kid, we used to live in Brighton Beach. And then in the late 60s, we moved to Flatbush. And my father, Harani Kaparis Mershkovo, would say people would come over to him and say, you know, your house, it's on 28th Street and L. He says, your house is one block out of the Jewish neighborhood. Now, you know, the Jewish neighborhood is way past 28th. It goes into the 30s, etc. But in those days, in the 60s, you know, that street, one block out of the Jewish neighborhood. My father always liked to say this over. So this house over here was right by the border of Rav Leib. Omer al Meitzer ben Rechov Yehudim v'Anochim v'chos v'yivos av bate nochrim. They're all Goyisha houses there. Him kein orchim abayim heinam yodim shim b'lechis Yisrael klal. So then people are going to look in the streets, they're going to see Goyim, not going to see Yidin. So they don't know it's a Yiddish shtot. And so only chashad is the people who live there, and then they know that the minigayir is called gagim nasa b'kablonis. Okay, up here, Tam Hanal, Mitziv Kulam, Yachad, Mitziv Lezer, Shasachak Odol, and plus the fact that it's a big Shasachak, that if we don't let them do it on Cholomoyed, then what's going to happen? Then the rainy season is going to come, and then they're going to take another job, and then it's going to be a big problem that you're not going to be able to get them back till who knows when, and then it'll be a problem. He says he thinks he can be make on Cholomoyed, at least on Cholomoyed. Because again, Cholomoyed might be only a Rabbanan. And so maybe he can be make on Omnam Shalom, Yamod, Shum Yehudi. But he says there shouldn't be any Jew there, you know, overseeing. Yeshlatim Cholomoyed, Cholpanam Omnam Shalom, Yamod, Shum Yehudi, Al Gabe, Bale, Hamlacha. In other words, if you see a Yid, a Hamish Yid, he's watching. the Balei Melacha, then people are going to say, oh, this is a Jewish thing. Im Yeshalo Lahaniach HaBinyan Bilti Meshkiach Yehudi Shekiach HaBalei Melacha Shalo Yasum Lachlam Vermiya Sagrin Yanid Sham Yehudi Oni. Or what you can do is, so you get another one, but if you need it, if you can't find it, so get a poor yid, Yehudi Oni She'im Malacha B'chol Moed. So then there's another svara, you're helping to be mefarnes oni she'im l'may yochol. As gamkin zem betzurf l'hatir habinyim b'chol amoy. Chol ze nira l'ani es daiti l'hatir v'ofen she'est kimu imi shnaim o shloshim imezen hagon. So that's what he wants to permit if other people, other rabbanim will
Rabbi.
Yeah.
He's saying you could hire a poor person on Chol Hamoed
to oversee it. In other words, we don't want a Jew to be overseeing it, because then they'll say it's a Jewish thing. You know, even though it's a Goyishim neighbor, but they'll see there's a Jew there. So they think the whole thing is for a Jew. So, but if there's a tzar, so we try not to use a Jew, so then you won't have that Meir sign. But if you can't get a Goy, so at least get a Jew that's an Oni. So there's a tzarach to get that type of Jew, and that will override the Meir sign.
But we're saying this poor Jew, he's not doing any work. It's like
he's overseeing. He's just overseeing. He's not doing the work. Okay. He's just overseeing.
Okay.
Right.
One second. But the mevorish lehed is a cholchim ba'azer acha minag ha'malkom alinim tvisha sodik ha'malom dagmar. Yeah, so let's see, now Ramea, now you'll help you with your expertise. To Bizman Hazeh, how would this... You see, he's saying that it could still be a Marasayan because, you know, there is true, his shtot is the Kablonus, but there are other places not, so therefore there still should be Marasayan. And then he's saying, But in other words, it seems that that Rove is good enough in the Shtot. But it can be outsiders, so the outsiders we're not choshish for, because you see from the din of Shvius, we're not choshish for outsiders, or Chol Hamoed, we're not choshish for outsiders. And then he wanted to be Mako even on Shabbos. What's the Metzius today? Any place that they do build a house through, if you're saying that it's mutter by, so, no, he said a svara that a resus, everyone does it by resus, so then there's no din marasayin. And the kablanus was only a rove, so then it still could be marasayin from the outsiders or whoever. So Shabbos Yontif Yirasis. Chol Moed is matter because Chol Moed is more kal. It'll be a Drabbanan. But does anyone today do construction through? I mean, we discussed the underlinks maybe are, you know. So then, if you assume the underlinks are a problem, so then, you know, then that takes away. There was when the Nodi Yehuda was talking about the Nodi was tshuva. Was he just assuming that everything was mekablonus, or does he hold like the Shulchan Aruch Harav that doesn't matter the underlinks, you know? And is there even a miyut today? So as you said, the underlinks usually are schira yom. So once you if you assume that that's the case and that's the halacha, then we're finished. Then the Nodi Yehuda doesn't apply to us. But the Nodi Yehuda doesn't even oimed on that nekuda of who what the underlinks were. So it could be that the Nodi Yehuda didn't care about the underlinks. And is there a miyut even today? Because he says, okay, it's mutter barisus because everyone does barisus is mechtzel l'shish or avir. That's my question. No, what do you say?
Well, he started off with the lechatchila. He answered it right, and he only was matter it because he was under pressure because it's a big hefset,
right?
And then he says. Since everything is kablonis in his city, then the shayla is only a marasayim because of other cities.
Right, so that he only
I don't know if that could apply in our world. There's definitely Erchim coming from all over the world to every single town. So now we have to know what the minig is in Kol Olam Kulay that I can't tell you.
You think
people coming to Lakewood from Eretz-Yisrael, to Brooklyn from Eretz-Yisrael, all over the world, Australia, Europe, England, I don't know.
You think maybe in Akhenami, maybe Taka, in other places in the world, they do construction through Skir Yom? You think?
There's big companies and they own their own, they have their own employees. I mean, I've had times where I had my own employees.
But those are the underlings.
I paid them by the day, and we did roofing, we did siding, we did everything in house.
But of course,
I won't do it.
But it could be
in house.
That was who you were paying. But the people who were hiring you were still doing it on Kabbalah.
Yeah. That's true. That's correct.
So I'm saying, I don't know whether the Nodi. In other words, I think the whole truth of the Nodi Yehuda that he asked it. He thought it was a shayla and he had to come up with a heter is because other people from other shtot are doing it through schir yom. So then we have to still have a chashash. But he said, but the case in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch says often that a rishis is mutter because kulei alma. So there's no problem of orchim. There's no problem of orchim. So the question is, what about today? Maybe there's no. So he doesn't want to. So for Chol Hamoed, he can be Mekel on Orchim. And Shabbos and Yontif, he doesn't want to be Mekel for Orchim. Because that's a more. But he would be Maskim that if there's no din of Orchim, because everyone in the whole Welt is doing it through Kabbalah, then it should be Mutter.
I would think now, in this generation, in the last 10 years, 5 years, most people who build Jewish homes for themselves or commercial work for themselves hire Jewish people, Jewish companies. They're not hiring Trump, they're hiring Jewish guys. Why not? There's plenty of Jewish guys. Lakewood, all the schools are being built by Jewish companies. Is Kablanus Mutter when the Mekablan is Yisrael?
Well, if the cobbler is Israel, yes. So
you're
then,
saying that's mutter?
No, but the cobbler. You mean you're hiring a cobbler Israel? So then, that's us.
Right. So I sub it out, I'm the cobbler, so I can't work.
So, and if you get a goyish
company. If you hire a goyish company. Maybe, yeah.
Maybe there's a new... I mean, no one's... Is there going to be a chashash marasayin that maybe you're using a yid? I don't think so. No one's going to be chashash that you're using a yid. That the yid... Maybe the chashash is the yid, and the yid is hiring the guy.
They'll drive through Flatbush. Every sign and every construction site is Jewish companies. I mean, all the companies are owned by Jewish guys.
So maybe
you're
saying
builders,
like this.
Builders.
So maybe there's a marasayin... So today you have to be choshesh on the underlings, so maybe likuli alma. But
the Kablan himself is Israel.
This is Israel. What about lawnmowers? Let's go to lawnmowers now.
Okay, that's getting more common. That the Jewish Lakewood is a lot of landscaping guys, yeshiva guys.
I guess so.
I just called last night a guy to do a lawn for me. Good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Jewish guy, so
I told you,
at least five or six guys.
When I was growing up, I mean, we had these people do the lawns, and every once in a while, you come home from shul, you know, you'd be embarrassed because there's somebody, they would come, they didn't tell you what day they're coming, and all of a sudden, you're coming home from shul on Rosh Hashanah, and there your lawn is being mowed. So I'm trying to think that in those days, I can't imagine when I was a little kid that they had any Jewish, none of these places were Jews. They were all goyim. So
100%.
So Mistama, it would have been mutter if I didn't.
The only time it applies is if somebody's doing remodeling on his own house, like this case. I own a house and my roof is leaking. So I'm not calling a Jewish guy, I'm calling the roofer directly.
Yeah.
Then I don't know, he could be calling a guy a roof. Most roofers are not Jewish yet. Lakewood has two or three big roofing companies.
Yeah, what were you saying, Jake?
Some of these roofers are just companies. You call a roofing company, not just the single guy. He could, the company might have 10 roofers.
Right, so maybe you say maybe today's things are more chomer. That's what you say. Say maybe things are more chomer because it's all Jewish companies, and then the goyim who are working for the yid, they're probably all skirio. Is that true?
At the end of the pyramid, for sure.
The people actually putting the bricks, the people actually laying the bricks, the yidden or goyim?
Goyim.
Well, goyim. Even
all
in goyim. Even in the most hamisha place, even in Lakewood.
Nobody's doing manual labor yet.
None of the koil guys who were learning for 15 years and now they need a parnassa, they're going to be contractors, then they're not laying bricks.
No.
Right? They're not laying bricks, right, Ilan? They're not laying bricks. They're all... So then it could become more complicated then.
It's breaking up. Ilan got a very, very chashuv accounting job last week at a very fancy firm, Baruch Hashem.
Who?
He's not laying bricks.
He's not laying bricks.
Ilan,
okay. He's not laying bricks, Ezra says. Okay, so we got this. This is a famous tshuva from the Noda Behuda. So at least we got this tshuva to learn today with something to think about. There's more. There's more in this packet.
I see here an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I see something very interesting. He says, Shbebinyan on page 6 on the top right, She'ein Shbebinyan Beis V'Kabbalah, She'ein Shvach L'Yisrael Klal, I'm looking for some clarification on that. What does it mean?
Page six.
He just started off that page 6 on the fourth line from the top.
Yeah.
On the right.
Rav Poskim his scheme.
He's saying that.
On the right.
Page 6.
Yeah, I got it. I'm reading that. Okay, one second.
Okay, So how do you clarify what's called a shvach l'Yisrael? You just said that here the whole heter is because if they don't do it in Chol HaMoed, it won't be done for months and his whole house will get rotten.
Right. So he says,
that's not called a shvach by being done on Shabbos.
He's saying, well, the Yisrael doesn't gain anything that his house is being built on Shabbos.
So that's what he's saying. But if I would gain, Marshall, is this not called a gain, the way he described it? That Chol HaMoed, if he doesn't fix his house Chol HaMoed, he won't have anybody to fix it for a while, until middle of the winter, and he'll have a lot of damage. So he's actually looking for somebody to do it Chol HaMoed. That's the main. That's what he's coming to the Rebbe for. I want Rebbe, let me rebuild it this week.
Yeah.
I says that's still not called Shva.
Yes, after by the time Ratzel Hatim Lama come home and Risi Soda, Shabutter, after Shamashki, Hilke, Sol, and Bodos of Shazi, come home, Mutter, every time Nokia died to the Nashi of it. Come home, be the rise, Mickey Blonis. Shane, Shahi, Shabutter, Bashamas, and the other one was
up here. Yeah, because I don't care if he cuts my soda on Sunday or Shabbos.
Yes,
but here,
but here my Chol HaMoed, this is Chol HaMoed is a whole week. Yeah, that's only one day. So who cares? He does it this day or he does it Shabbos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And if
it's a little bit. Puzzling.
Yes. Okay. So, but this is a fundamental truth to think about this.
No, it's even the kablonis. I can't tell the guy I want to pick it up on Sunday, right?
Right.
The cleaners. I can't say I'm going to be there after 50 minutes to pick up my suit.
Right. Unless there was time for him to do it before Shabbos.
Right, but if I come in there of Shabbos and I tell him I want this done, I know it takes hours and hours. I need this roof done by Sunday morning, and I know it takes 2 days, and today is Friday. I can't do it even if it's a kabbalah.
Right.
So I don't understand how his hatter here applies to this case of Chol HaMoed.
Well, he's saying that this is all kablanus. This is all kablanus.
Yeah, but he wants it done this week. Yeah, but he's specifying, I need it done Chol HaMoed.
Yeah, but maybe there's still kablanus. Because he was paisik. He was paisik
okay.
with him.
Uh-huh.
So he was paisik with him.
Okay. So that's what I'm looking at. So kablanus, even if it's...
That's what it's not.
I speak out.
Saying,
that I need it done this week.
Even if you're going to come, right. That's what he seemed to say. That once it's kablanus, it's a daita denafshe. Not because he could do this time before and this time after. It's mashma because now
right.
I'm doing it to get my money. You can always say you're doing it to get your money, but we view it in a different way when it's kablonis. Once he was paisik imam, now it's my geschäft.
Yeah,
he's for my thing.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And therefore, I'm worried. Would that apply with a fryer yid? A lot of trouble I have sometimes is sometimes there's fryer yidin in the world, in the business world.
Yeah, fryer yidin mostly means the non-observant Jews. Fry means free. They don't keep the mitzvahs.
Right.
Yeah.
So, if he's not a shy material mitzvahs, and I know he's going to work on Shabbos, even though I didn't specify it, am I more responsible or is it the same? Unfortunately, in our world, it's very common.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's a whole different about the Lufna. Even Rabbi Sai. Yeah, yeah.
Different
subject. We'll talk. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Okay, tomorrow Bez Hashem will go back to the. So this week again, we're going to have Shir Bez Hashem Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then Thursday, I'm giving the Shir in Queens. And those who want to listen, it's a Shir that I gave in Pikuach Nefesh, but it'll have more things that we did then. We can get the link. And. That's my annual Thanksgiving share, which I normally give in Pew Garden Hills, which will be given to, you know, from remote to Pew Garden Hills. Okay, very good.
This is becoming very common in the 10 cities in Lakewood.
There what?